96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may have heard about it around tax time here in the district, but never took the time to figure out what it is or how it may affect you. But for some of you, you could leave a lot of money on the table if you don't look into it. We're talking about the Earned Income Tax Credit. What is it? And are you eligible? Well, joining me to talk about that is Joseph Lightman Santa Cruz, Associate Director of Capital Area Asset Builders, and Eva Liggins, Director of Customer Service Administration for D.C.'s Office of Tax and Revenue. She has information for D.C. tax filers tonight. The lines are open if you have a question at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or at H Fisher WHUR. Joseph, Eva, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
Eva, are you there? Eva, are you there?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining me, Eva. I appreciate it. Let me first start with the Earned Income Tax Credit. Joseph, what is it and why is it that so many people don't know what it is?
Harold, really appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners on what's considered the most effective anti-poverty program in our nation's history for the last four decades. The Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC, is a benefit for working low-wage individuals and families who have low to moderate income. A tax credit means that it's more money being kept in your pocket. It can either assist you to reduce taxes that you owe or significantly increase the refund that you're entitled to. Because it is a tax credit, that means that you first have to be reporting income, filing a tax form at the federal level with the IRS, and if you're a District of Columbia resident, with OTR.
Okay. Now, so where does it come from, and what does it specifically do?
Thanks for the question. The Earned Income Tax Credit is a refundable tax credit that the federal government provides. The D.C. government had the wisdom several years ago to also create a local version of the EITC. And the bottom line, Harold, is it's an incentive for low-income working individuals to earn more money and receive a greater tax refund. The mechanics of it is if you are filing a tax form, if you have worked in the previous year, if you have dependents, and if you have not exceeded the maximum adjusted gross income, then you can receive this refundable tax credit. And the key term, Harold, is refundable, which means that even if you do not owe any taxes to the IRS or the DC government, you can still receive 100% of the monies associated with that tax credit.
Who's eligible, and how much money are we talking about here?
That is the million-dollar question. And actually, it's the $40 million question in D.C. And the reason I say that is because it's estimated that about 54,000 D.C. residents claimed the EITC last year. That's great. That brought over $125 million in federal monies to the District of Columbia. However, what we really care about, Harold, is that we estimate that about 20,000 eligible low-wage individuals and families in the District of Columbia are leaving over $40 million in federal monies on the table. And the reason why this is happening, Harold, is because there's a good number of folks in our community who believe that because they did not earn enough money to pay taxes, they do not have to file a tax form. While you do not have to pay taxes if you earn less than $10,500 at the federal level, you're still leaving money on the table by not filing that form because of tax credits, such as the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Child Tax Credit. Those two tax credits alone last year, Harold, lifted over 15,000 D.C. residents out of poverty. That's at the local level. At the national level, it's estimated that those two tax credits lifted over 7 million Americans out of poverty.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Earned Income tax credit, also talking about tax information for DC filers. Eva, help me out with this. Every tax season, I'm sure that your office sees thousands, if not tens of thousands of people that aren't filing their taxes for whatever reason. What is the best advice that you have for them to keep them out of trouble?
Thanks, Harold, for having me on.
Sure.
If a person finds themselves in a situation where they have not filed, even if it's for several years, if they come forward before we contact them, then they're able to at least file their taxes. Now, we encourage people to meet their tax obligations. As you know, that's very important to the district, to district residents. That's what helps pay for a lot of our services here in the district. So we encourage people to do that. It can be very intimidating. I think maybe that's one of the reasons why sometimes people just don't know what to do. But we offer a service where you can walk in and have your taxes prepared. We also have online filing. People can go online and use our free file form, or there's a free tax service as well online that people can use. So there are ways, and some people will go to a VITA site, which is a volunteer organization, and they have them around the district. You can go online and look up those locations, and they, if you meet a certain income threshold, they're more than happy to file those for you.
Help me out with that walk-in service, because I'm sure that even if it's 2017 now, there are still some folks who are more comfortable with doing their taxes on paper, kind of seeing it in front of them instead of on the computer. So when you walk in, first of all, where are they and what happens?
We are located at 1101 4th Street Southwest, Suite 270. We are here from 8:15 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. And a person can walk in, but let me just say that mm-hmm. this will be the last year that we will be preparing taxes on site.
Wow.
It will be the last year. But again, there are sites throughout the district that will prepare taxes for free.
And that's where we step in, Harold. Through the DC EITC campaign, my organization, Capital Area Asset Builders, thanks to support from the Mayor Bowser administration, makes available several free tax preparation sites to assist DC residents with both federal taxes and DC taxes, not only for the current tax year, but we can assist low-income individuals and families to file four consecutive tax years when they come to our locations. Eva was referring to VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Sites. Those are the sites that we assist to manage. Throughout DC, there are 21 locations where, on a trusted, free basis, low and moderate income DC residents can get their taxes done, again, at both the federal level and at the DC level. So we highly encourage people to empower themselves on where is the nearest location. People can go to our website, caab.org, caab.org. Look up information for free taxes in DC, and we would love to be able to assist the community. Harold, one of the areas, one of the challenges is that in DC, we face the highest average tax preparation cost in the whole nation.
Why is that? You mean for private entities?
For private entities. Mm-hmm. On average, we see $200 being charged. That is the average. We have seen prices go up to about $900 being charged primarily in east of the river in D.C. for families that earn less than $20,000. While I'm a free supporter of the free market, it is completely unacceptable that our low-income community has to pay prices like that. And that is why we highly encourage people to take advantage of the trusted, high-quality, and free tax preparation services that are available starting as of this weekend and go on through mid-April. So check out caab.org or give us a call at 202-419-1440, and we'll be more than glad to connect you to the nearest location inside the District of Columbia.
202. Oh, hold on for a minute. I want to come back to you, Eva. I want to grab a phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Earned Income Tax Credit in the District of Columbia, as well as tax information in the district, important tax information that you need to know. So if you have a question, if you have a comment, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Glenn, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Fisher.
Sure.
Thank you for your guests for this information. I'm on disability, and I only get about 60% of my what I would have earned, and I'm paying over $10,000 in taxes. Is there any earned income tax credits or anything that I can do? Because out of the $4,000 a month they send me, I only get $299, and it's kind of hard when you have a home and cars and insurance and stuff. So I wonder if they can answer that question for me.
So, Glenn, in order to qualify for this specific tax credit, there must be income that has been earned in the previous year, either through a W-2 employment or a 1099 contractor engagement. So if you have earned any type of income through W-2 or 1099, I would strongly advise you take advantage of our free tax preparation services. And again, come to our website, caab.org, find out the nearest location. If you have not earned any income through W-2 or 1099 generation, then unfortunately for this specific tax credit, you would not be eligible.
Okay. I do want to add that you may be eligible for the Schedule H credit, which is actually for homeowners and renters, low to moderate income. So that may, if when you go to your prepared, there may be something you want to ask about is whether or not you're eligible for the Schedule H credit.
Okay. Glenn, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, discussing the earned income tax credit in the District of Columbia, as well as critical tax information for you. Let me go to Candace. Candace calling from Northeast D.C. Candace, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling because, you know, it's my first year filing taxes and my first time having a child. I just recently had a child in September. And I wanted to know if I can claim her on this year's tax return.
I can answer that. Yes, you can. The child was born in 2016, so yes, you can claim your child.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So how do I go about doing that? Do I just, you know, like, because some people are saying she's not 6 months, so no.
No, you can claim your child. Your child is born within the tax year. What you will have to do on your income tax return, when you complete the return and you have your exemptions, you just make sure you include it in your exemptions. Now, she must have a Social Security number.
Yeah, she has that.
Okay, and then you put the date of birth, the Social Security number, and it's one exemption. But, yes, you can claim the child that's born in 2016.
Okay, and thank you. And you work for the IRS. I won't get red flagged or anything, right?
I don't work for the IRS. I work for D.C. Office of Tax and Revenue. I'm the Director of Customer Service.
Oh, well, see, that's good enough. That's better than, you know, Pookie on the corner telling me. That's better than that person saying you can, and this person saying you can't, and, you know, being shady. I don't want it. I don't want to get audited. I don't have time for it. But thank you so much.
But Candace, let's actually stick with that Pookie at the corner. We do have a lot of Pookies throughout, a lot of corners that out of nowhere pop up right now and go away come April 16th. So what you want to do is either select a trusted tax preparer in the community, such as the free tax preparation services that exist, or a paid tax preparer that you know will be available after mid-April with whom you can be engaging if you have any questions. But do take a look at free tax preparation services.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I listened to you talking about the free ones, but thank you so much.
And congratulations on the baby, Candace.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the earned income tax credit as well as critical tax information for you during this season of tax preparation. So if you're on the line, that includes Michael calling from Landover, Loveless calling from D.C. We will be taking your phone calls. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. If you're having difficulty getting in, now is the time to call. We have some lines open, and we're going to continue taking those phone calls even after 7:30. And, of course, when you're on hold, you will be able to hear the program. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR 202. 319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.